Well, haven't been gone that long, have I? Oh, who cares the hell? The next tapes probably won't have to go with the flow until I pay my subscription, the way I get the music from. You know, I have to pay for them, use the music. So, just hold on. And I'm changing the music as well. So, it's all good though. I'm going to gospel music and jazz music. Okay? So, that's right. We're changing the theme song of the Corey Whitlock podcast show. Now, Go With The Flow will be on every now and then. But we're going to look for some jazz. I will be going to the website right after this taping. But I'm going to miss Go With The Flow. I'm going to miss it. Because this the song that started. I don't know how many people got up and danced who actually know this song. And the people who did this song listened to the podcast and surprised. I don't know. I don't know what's going on out there. I only do this show. No, I only do this show because I love the show and I love the song. The song fit what I'm talking about. Everything in your life, just close your eyes and go with the flow. No matter what it is. And that's why I choose this song. It's one of the reasons. To tell you, we're going to tell you about topics of what's going on in the world. Also, put in a little my personal experience and with that topic. You know, all kinds of divorced children and all. And I'm just glad that I get to do the show, you know. And I think it's a wonderful show. And got a lot of downloads, you know, 5,000 downloads. 5,000. And when I went live on YouTube, started taping the show on YouTube and then put it up, I got a lot of hits. You know. Of course YouTube didn't think I had copyrights to do with Go With The Flow, so they hit me with a copyright claim and all, but it's all good, YouTube. But we get past that because where I get the music from have YouTube in there and say I can use it on YouTube. So we're going to fix that. So when I start the music on here, I'm going to start the music on there too, you know. But we'll get it done, you know. Hey, good to be back. Halfway through the summer. Almost through the summer. Memorial Day is over. That new holiday in June that the government started. You know, I forgot the new holiday already. But 4th of July is over. And guess what, people? We almost midday to the summer. You know what midday is? That means only a couple more months of, couple more weeks of July. And I was out most of July at work. And I'm going back to 18, right at the end of the month, you know. And at the end of the month, everybody know what happened at the end of July. Yeah, the All-Star game for baseball and all. Yeah, we know. But what else happened? Come on, people. What else? My team won last year, number one. They are the defending champions. That's right. When I say the defending champions, that everybody's eyes went up. And they're going to be defending champions in 2019. and 23-2 because they going to the playoffs again. You know, because they got me as a fan now. So they going to the playoffs again. If they don't, they'll make it next year or the year after. Because I'm jinxing them. And nope. And LA Rams know this. You know, even the other team, my favorite team in Los Angeles, baseball team, they went to the World Series. So we had two champion team in Los Angeles. You know, I don't know how good they're doing this year. You know, maybe the Rams will never make it. You know, maybe they'll lose a lot of games. I don't know. Maybe they'll win a lot of games, don't make it to the playoffs. I don't know, guys. I'm just, it's my team. I'm trying to jinx them as good luck. Soon they come out that field, they're going to put numbers on the board. Soon before the third and fourth week, you're going to see a team that you've never seen before. That's the Rams, the Los Angeles Rams, okay? Hey, I'm just talking like a fan, okay? I'm sure you're saying your team is going to do it, right? The heck with the Rams, huh? On the East Coast, you're saying your team going to do it, right? South, I don't know about North. Do North got a team? Oh, yeah, Washington. Idaho, do you got a team? Oh, Oklahoma. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Mid-North. I just say Mid-North. Not all the way North. I know North Dakota and South Dakota don't have a team. But Green Bay. No, I used to like Green Bay. I still like Green Bay. You know, but I'm not a big, big fan of Green Bay. You know. Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of Green Bay. But I'm a Met fan of Green Bay because they're a good team. You know, the Washington Seahawks. Yeah, I'm a big fan, a fan of that too. But my team is the Rams, okay? My team's the Rams, you know, and... Hey guys, it is what it is, guys. It's my team. It's my team. They won last year, and hopefully they'll do it a triple years. Hey, look at the Patriots. Look how many times they went. So why not? Why not the Rams? No. Come on. I don't want to get into the quarterback who did it. I just don't want to get into it. You know, it's like a Donald Trump walk to my secret room thing. Just don't want to get into it. But the Patriots fans, nobody hating, okay? Nobody hating. So don't even say, oh, you hate. No. The heck with Tom Brady. Okay? It's not about hate. Nobody hating. Okay? Nobody hating. Okay? He is what he is. Okay? Okay. So what? He's not made of steel. He can't fly away like the white boy in the movie. So, hey. You know, he's human. But that's right. Let's move on. Because I'm getting ready to get deep. Let's move on. That's right. When the greatest sports of all time is ready to start. And I just can't wait till it starts. Now, I've been in this boggling hot piece of trash apartment. Don't get me wrong. Thank God I have a roof over my head and a job to support the roof over my head. No, And I'm going to get something better. God already said it. I'm going to get something better. You know, but I just want to just get time to get out of this apartment. You know, time to get out this apartment around some people. Like I was been doing, back to my regular routine. Getting up, go to work, come home, do my show, play my game, go to sleep, and do it all again. You know, at least it was a routine that I had something to do and keep my mind off of other things that happened throughout the past, you know. How many of y'all got a routine and then all of a sudden you got a sore leg, a swollen foot, or something that's kept you out of work? I mean, anything is a normal. Everybody get up and go to school and work, and you got to stay home all by yourself watching movies you already watch on Netflix. Now you all find yourself watching Disney movies that you watched when you was a kid. That's what I was doing, guys. I was actually watching Disney movies, Toy Story and all. Don't laugh at me. I was just trying to make the day go fast, you know, from Monday to Friday and get to the weekend. And, you know, and just try to hope that Monday will come first, fast. This will be the first time I will be glad to see Monday. You know, I will be glad to see Monday. Even though Monday is not my favorite day, I will be glad to see Monday. Even though I don't like mobility, I'll be so glad to see that mobility bus Monday. I was forced to use my vacation because of the stupid swollen leg, you know, and it's still swollen a little, but I'm going to work. I'm not staying another 2-3 weeks in this crazy apartment. I'm going to work, you know. I do my work, I just sit down, rub my feet, whatever I have to do, get off of it for a while, and then lunchtime, take a break, nice little break, and then just keep going. And Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, just keep on going, you know, and I will be all right. Hopefully, my supervisor and my manager won't make a big deal of it. You know, and I will be alright. If they do listen to this, I will be alright. Alright? Let me work. Okay? But I can't wait to get back to work. Back to my regular routine. And I know a lot of people, I know how you feel now. I know how to feel. I know how the football players and the athletes feel when they down out and find out they can't play no more and they gotta stay home and all that stuff. I mean, the money, they ain't worrying about the money, you know. They wanna play ball and all, but their ankle, they broke their ankle and make it that won't go down. The wisher cone won't go down or something in there. Thing. They broke an ankle piece or something, and now the doctor said they might not can go back for a whole year, you know. I mean, 1 week was enough for me. That's right. One week was enough for me. I mean, I got to get back, you know. I mean, I know a lot of people who've been in this situation, you know. And just think about when you see your children and your husband or wife go off to work and you just sit there wondering what you're going to eat, what you're going to do today. What window are you going to look out and dream out? You can't go nowhere, can't drive, can't walk. You can't wait till the other people come home, especially if you live by yourself and I got nobody. No, and I don't. No, the incident that happened early in the part of the year, that cut off my semblance, you know, and So what? You know, I'm still breathing. I'm still living. And I'm still going. You know? And if that didn't stop me, I'm not going to let this swollen leg stop me. No. Because I got my independent and start paying my bills last May, and everything, not this May, last May, between last May and last April, and then the devil came in, try to take over again. Tanny and her demons try to take over again, but she failed again, because God intervened, and God's people intervened, and I'm still on top of my mountain, and I'm just on the bottom of my mountain, on the mountain, the level I'm on, just getting ready to go to the next level of the mountain, on top of that next level of my mountain, you know, and I'm just on the horizon, a mountain, you know, on that big mountain, get ready to go to the next level of the big mountain, you know, and I see some lot of things on Instagram, but how they say things, you know, and I can't find my phone because I will let you listen to it. But maybe in the next episode, because I'm gonna do a couple episodes, you know, and I will let you listen to it, and I'll be listening to these sayings and all. Some of them's really good, you know, and I'll be listening to them and all. And it really helped your mind and everything. And it got to do with God. You know. But people, I mean, just when you're down and out, don't be down and out, okay? Because you're only down for a little while. Don't try to think that, oh God, I might have cancer. Oh God, they're going to cut my leg. No. You're only down. You only got a sore leg. Get up. Get yourself a week, okay? You got the medicine. You went to see your doctor. You got everything together. Now you're ready to go back. Go back, okay? And then, just remember how blessed you are. Remember the week that you was down. And while you're down, just remember how blessed you are. Because you still got a job. You're on sick time. And you still got a job. Still got everything you want. Even though you live alone, still got everything you want. Still going. You know, that's the things I was thinking about. And I ain't going to let this angle bother me. I ain't going to let this stop me. You know, my supervisor came last Friday. They gave me my check. And he said, I'll see you 18th. You know, you got sick time and you got PTO. Personal time off. So, we'll see you the 18th. 18th is Monday. And I was just thinking, just how blessed I am. Just to have this job and those people, you know. And not to be mad and get angry and stuff like that, you know. So, if you're down and out and you're thinking that you're not going to get back, don't worry. Walk that thing off. Try to get your strength back. Do everything you can to get back, because if you kind of person like me, just don't like to be out of work, just don't like to be home doing nothing, you know. I know what you feel, because I'm feeling the same thing. Even on the weekend, this the day, I'm ready to go back. And you that kind of person to say, 1 week is enough for me. I'm ready to go back. Are you one of those Perkins people just take like 2 days off sometimes, and then the next month or every 2 months you just take 2 of your vacation times off because you just don't like to sit home doing nothing? I'm that kind of person, and that's how I use my vacation. I take 2 days off, then I wait 2 months or 3 months, and then I'll take at least 1 or 2 more days off. I just don't like to use my vacation. Now, back when I started working, I used to take all my vacation. Back when I was 20 and 30 and early 40s, I literally should take them all, you know. But as I got older, I just want to stay home and do nothing, you know. I know I got my show to do. I do YouTube to play the games, but the games, Xbox and all, get boring all the time on Sunday. 3 or 4 hours playing Grand Theft Auto or Star Trek Online and all, just start getting boring, you know. And just gotta find something to do. And every now and then I gotta stand up and walk around so I can get my strength and all, you know. And get my strength so I can put my stuff, you know, put this doggone foot back into my boot and all. And I gotta walk in my boot, you know, and the boots that I got from Amazon March, the soles ripped off, you know, and I think those boots actually did this too, you know. But I gotta be careful with the shoes I get now, because, you know, and then I really think, because when I came home, I couldn't find my boots. And then when I looked out again on the porch and then look out the door out of my apartment, they were sitting right on the steps of my apartment, you know, at nighttime. So I really believe somebody either took them or trade my boots, or did something to them. Because I never had no swollen leg or nothing like this, you know. I'm just glad they did caught it, because I'm taking the medicine for the clot artery that I have. But don't worry, the doctor said it's only a one, so they looking at it carefully, you know. I will be alright, guys. It's only a little leg, you know. I know it can travel, all that stuff, and you wanna give me something, give me a prayer. So, but it will be all right. All right, I will be around for my children and all, even though we don't talk to each other, see each other no more. But I will be around. Yeah, all right. But don't worry, my doctor, she's looking at it carefully. She put me on medication when I went to that emergency room. They gave me the medication to unclog blood clots. So it's supposed to work. I'm supposed to take it 21 days, you know. So I'm expecting it work fast. No, that's what I'm expecting. They say it's going to take 21 days. So 21 days. I'm expecting it to work in 1 week, and it didn't happen that long. I mean, it was a week ago when I went to the emergency room, and so it's not even 21 days yet, you know. And it was just a week, you know, and just keep taking them twice a day, and just try to stay off much as I can, you know. Do my work when I get to work, and then just sit down for a little time period, and then get back up, and then keep doing my work, you know, throughout the day. Now, I know maybe the people, my boss and supervisor, give me a little strap because of the foot and everything, you know. But I just want to get back to work. So I feel that y'all people, y'all football people, y'all athletes, when y'all down and out, I know how y'all feel now, because you can't do nothing. I mean, it's just a pain in the butt, you know. So just wanting people, I just like to share that with you, you know. But I will be okay, you know. They only discovered one blood clot, and I'll be okay. I'm feeling great. I mean, I feel great, you know, and I look great too. I look great. Got it? I mean, I feel great. I look great. And I is great. You know, but all kidding aside, I know it's a serious thing, you know, and I will take it easy, you know, and I will be patient, because it says 21 days, then she put me on some more. These is 15 milligrams that the Bill State, the Mercy Room put me on. My doctor put me on 20 milligrams. So maybe the 20 milligrams will start healing more faster, you know, and take the things out, you know. But I'm just hoping that if things come to worse, I will try to make it all the way down to the beginning of the year, and the beginning of the year, and I'll just make a decision then. If it don't go down, or things get worse, you know, just have to go on Social Security, disability, you know. And hopefully I'll get two checks, Social Security disability and Social Security disability, income, and whatever it takes, you know, God will look out for me. And I will still have my stuff. I will still get what I get, and all that stuff. All right? So, just think about it. Just be grateful for your job, man. I mean, you might not like it. Just be grateful that you can get up and go to work. You know, just because I am. After the week that I had to stay home, I am so grateful and thankful for the job that I got. I am more thankful than I've ever was for the job I got. I just can't wait to get back. It's not the money or nothing. It's a little bit. So that helps pay my bills and stuff. But it's just to do something, you know. Just to be around people and do something. And get out and go. But yeah. It's great. So, I'm trying to get everybody in the mood for football before football even start. I don't know about the news yet and all. They might be talking about mini camp right now, and you might be seeing some of your favorite teams at mini camp. So I think they start mini camp right around this time, because in August they start the preseason, and that's 4 weeks of the preseason before the regular season start. And like I said, get ready, people. Get ready, football fans. Coming back. Yeah. Let's go, Rams. Let's go, Rams. So, and good luck to your team too, everyone. Okay, whoever your team is, I wish y'all good luck and the best of the best. Okay, like I'm a Star Trek fan, so I'm not a hater, you know. But to the best of all your teams. To the best of all your teams. Alright. To the best of all the fans. From east to west. To east. To west. To north. To south. Okay. The best to all the teams. And hope. They get you your wishes. To the Super Bowl. The big game. In January. Alright. It's up for grabs. All teams. Any team can be surprised. Some of the teams that never been there for a long time might go come back. You know, who knows what this year might be. And the pandemic is over. I mean, not over. It's still COVID-19 stuff out there. So please, if you're scared, go in the football field, go in the football stadium, take your hand sanitizer, wash your hands, stay your distance from people. If you're sick, stay home, watch the game. Okay? Stay home, watch the game if you're sick. If you feel symptoms of COVID-19, please stay home. Okay? Wash your hands. Use hand sanitizer. And just have a good time, people. Okay? And wear your mask. Alright? If you go to the games. I know stadiums ain't made for people to stay 6 feet apart. But just be careful. Okay? Let's make this season safe and fun. Alright? I want to get the word out before anybody else. Okay? Let's just make it safe and fun and joy for everyone can enjoy. Your teammates and the other fans. The visiting team and the home team. Okay? Including the players, the coaches, the staff. If you stay sick, stay home. Okay? That goes for everyone from the staff to the players to the fans to the people who serve the drinks and refreshments and all. Please do not come to work if you feel the symptoms of COVID-19 and all. Alright, this is very important, people. And all. And COVID-19 is still out there. The numbers are still rising up and down over the country. And get vaccinated if you haven't. Wear your mask if you want to. If you feel you're safe, it's safe for you to wear it and all. Those who don't, still wear it for other people. Okay? Be civil and lovable and caring for other people and all. And just be fun. Let's make this football season fun. Alright? It's a joy for all ages. For the players, staff, fans, and everyone. Alright? And on that note, we got to talk about some of the summer movies. I don't know what Hollywood is doing. I remember when I was young, I would look forward for the summer movies, especially around Memorial Day. That's when all the summer movies start coming out. I don't know, COVID-19 whole lot of stuff up and it's brung it down. But I mean, don't get me wrong, they put movies out there. I mean, they put it on some on the streaming services. And they put it in the movies. And I don't know how AMC doing. AMC was doing really bad during the COVID pandemic. I don't know if they picked up or the movie theaters helped them out. Movie companies helped them out or nothing. But back in pandemic, I was reading about AMC and how they were losing. Their stocks were falling and all that. So those who work at the movie theaters like AMC, I hope that y'all keep your job for a long, long time, people. People still love going to the movies, alright? Going to the movies, I don't think it's never going to die. We might got screening services and all. And that's for people who are scared of COVID-19 and stuff like that. Who want to see the movie on screening services instead of going out and having fun with the other people who are fans, the same kind of fans that loved Marvel Comics movies, loved the Star Wars and Star Trek movies, loved action movies like Arnold Schwarzenegger and all that, who loved them guys, loved to go in a movie theater, to love to see other audience to love the same thing that I love, because that's why they in that movie theater, because they love that actor, they love that action movie and all. It's fun to see how many fans love Arnold, love the same thing that you love. I can't find that if I stay home and watch screening service. Because I don't know how many people like the same movie that I like. Unless I look it up and how many people screened it. I want to be in that movie theater. It's like the other person cheering. That's what movies is about. Going to that movie theater, hearing that big speaker booming in your ear, poof. You know, that big screen, seeing your favorite actor and movie on that big screen. Come on, people. We America. We made the movies. Let's don't let them die. Let's don't let the movie theaters die. Okay? Get your butts off them streaming services. Get your butts off the couch. You know, heard of obesity? Being fat? Sitting on the couch? Not doing nothing? Well, movie theaters, you get out, you move around, you go, you get to walk back and forth to your car, waiting for the movie to start, you know? I just remember the days I had to sit in line, long lines, just to wait for the movie. Get there early just to see the movie. What happened to those days, people? If we be careful, do what we supposed to do, COVID-19, the pandemic won't win. COVID-19 won't win. Get vaccinated. Get your boost shot. Wash your hands. Use soap sanitizer. Everything they tell you to do, do it. If you're still not safe, wear a mask. Okay? Hey, it's the new reality. You know? It's the new normal now. It's nothing you can do. It's nothing you can do. Alright? Let's get back out there. We can pack the football stadium. We can pack the baseball stadium. Let's go back like it where it was and pack that movie theater. So those movie theater employees can keep their job. Let's pack it. AMC made the movies more bigger and relaxing. I mean, movies, when we used to go into the movie theaters, they was all tight, seats weren't comfortable. Now we can go into movies, football stadiums sitting, and they got those big lovable chairs almost in every movie theater now. Lay back. You know, sometimes I don't want to go home. The movie will be over. I'll be the slut. You know? I know sometimes I don't want to go to movies, so I just watch movie on the streaming service. But come on, people. The streaming services is not movies. Home surround sound, poor crap. It's not the movies. It's not family night out and all. It's just not, people. It's just not, okay? Come on. We gotta wake up, America. Come on. I mean, I will be back, people. Alright? We will talk about this some more. But I have to make a pause. So people, this is one of the things that I found on Instagram. Listen.
No matter what you've been through in your life, no matter what, it's not about what you're going through, what you've been through, it's what you overcame. It's always light at the end of the tunnel. It's always light. To whom much is given, much is required. So without great tests, you'll never have a testimony. So I'm somebody who suffered and still suffering. But I deal with it in a different way.
This filter helps you find.
Who is your Disney twin? Let's get one thing very clear. I don't avoid conflict because I'm scared of you. I avoid conflict because I'm scared of myself. My temper can go from zero to death row really quick.
I've thought about ending it. Life is pain. I wake up every morning, I'm in pain. I go to work in pain. You know how many times I wanted to just give up? How many times I thought about ending it?
Life is pain. You better stop letting these motherfuckers
sleep on you like you ain't the goddamn prize. Look at your fine ass. Looking fine as fuck today. And you gonna look fine as fuck tomorrow. Stop playing with these motherfuckers. I bet that motherfucker.
Certain things falling apart for better things to fall into place. Sometimes it takes losing what you're settling for to remind you of what you truly deserve. Sometimes it takes the most uncomfortable paths to lead your life to the most beautiful place. Sometimes it takes certain things falling apart for better things to fall into place. Sometimes it takes losing what you're settling for to remind you of what you truly deserve. Things and do one thing wrong and they'll forget every good thing you ever did for them. You can do good things for people and sometimes they act like they don't remember. You can help them and then they'll turn on you like an animal. You can do wonderful things and do one thing wrong and they'll forget every good thing you ever did for them. You can do good things for people.
And that's just like Jessica, my ex-wife, and Michael, my son, my young son. Get a good thing and they just turned on you. You know? But that's some of the messages that I get on Instagram that help me move my day on. Some of those messages are so good and make you think so well. You know, I just had to share them with y'all guys. I know some of them got a lot of cussing in it, but sometimes this is how people get their message through when they talk to people. They have to express themselves. But I try not to because I got young children watching this on YouTube and listening to this. So I try to keep my French down sometimes. But sometimes the government, you know, and things I see on TV just make me explode sometimes. So, for the audience got young children, I'm really sorry. I get off sometimes, you know, but it gets to me. I mean, school shooting, taking a dress and just shooting down at people on the 4th of July and nobody doing nothing to you. But you just shoot everybody, children and all? No. I just gotta get that out. But back to what I was saying about the movies, guys. Let's just go out, okay? I know movies are expensive. I know. It's like gas and all that. But you just gotta make the best of things, you know? I mean, children like to go to the movies to see their favorite characters on screen. I know you got a big screen TV so they can watch it here. Oh, yeah. But sometimes you got to have family time and get out. Get out. I know there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I mean, after the 4th of July shooting, I see people, it's like real scared, but you can't let that bother you. You can't shut your door and lock it up and say, no, I ain't going back. You got to stand out and say, no. More people got to go out. Okay? You got to take that as a saying, no. No. Because those people who got shot and passed away, that they didn't die in vain. Just don't let them die in vain. They ain't going to want you to stop going out to 4th of July to praise. They ain't going to want you to stop going to the movies. You know? So, let's don't let those people die in vain. Okay? Let's go out. Let's go out with the family. Let's go up to the Labor Day parade, St. Patrick's parade, Christmas parade, Thanksgiving parade. Hopefully they'll have it this year. But just don't let it stop you, okay? Just don't. Because the people who doing that, they will win if you run away scared and locking your doors. They will win. And don't let them win. And show them you ain't do nothing. And these people that you hurt, they not going to die in vain either. Their death is not going to be in vain either. You know? So, let's make a stand, America. You know? Let's get back into unity. You know? United we stand, divided we fall. You know? Let's make America more greater. Not make America great. Let's make America more greater by standing together. Black, white, red, blue, whatever. Just make it more greater. If our Democrats and Republicans won't take a stand, it's us take a stand as citizens. Alright? Some of y'all are real smarter than me. And some of y'all probably already got ideas what to do. No? Do it. Find somebody got the same idea you do. Bring them in the picture. Bring her in the picture. And more will final battle. You know? We can beat this crazy shooting and all this other stuff. We don't need the Republicans and Democrats. You know? We can find a way to stop it. Ourselves. Americans. We stand together in 9/11. We stand together in Hurricane Katrina and all. So let's stand together because we're falling. If you don't like it or not, don't want to remit it, America's falling. It's on a tailwind. You know, how are we going to stop this? It's all because one man they put in office and took this country on a tailwind and dropping it straight down. And it haven't stopped yet. You know? Look at it. Look at your news. Look at the crazy people doing crazy things. Look at yourself. Not going to the movies. Watching Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. Waiting for all the movies to come on air. Because you scared of COVID-19 or you scared somebody gonna come shoot. Oh boy. Can't do that, America. Just can't do that. Alright? We cannot do that. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Spanish, whoever you are, can't do it. Okay? We just can't do it. I know, like I said, gas prices is way up. And the cost of movies is just like that, too. But find a way to make it work for your children and your wife to join that stuff out. You know, take them out to a dinner, movie. After a football game, baseball game is over, go to a movie theater or something like that. Do something. Have a family week. You know, kids was on vacation. I was school for the school year. Have a family week. Go for your wife, husband and wife. Take a week off. Having a family week. And just make plans from Monday to Sunday to go out. Not stay in, to go out. I don't care if you're black, white, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, whatever you are, American. Take the family, make a plan just to go out. Just go downtown, just walk around. You know, just do it. Just do it. See, take a Sunday drive just to see how beautiful your country is. One state to the other, wherever you live. And out the Midwest and West, it's just so beautiful with the mountains and all. Y'all God is so good, you know. I ain't saying Maryland don't have the Western Maryland and all, but y'all just got open land that y'all just can look at miles and miles and be so blessed and grateful for. And I wish I was out there, you know, but just do it, you know. Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, go drive to the desert, out the desert, one part of the state to the other, you know. Arizona to New Mexico, just do it, guys, just do it. Just take a day and just do it. You know, don't let these people win. You know, go to another state and watch a movie. You know, just take enough money with how much you're going to spend for that day, put it aside, and then plan it. You know, just plan it, you know. This would be for the bills, the mortgage, the rent, and all. The food, children, for clothes and all. The wife put money in her pocket, you know, gas money, put it aside with the plan of how much you're going to need for gas and all. You can do it. All right? You can do it. Don't pick "I can't" in your head. You can do it. Look what God gave you. He did it. He wants you to have fun. Now, go out. I won't get the joy with you, joy, a wife and a family, because I messed up a long time ago, you know, and I tried to bring my family back together. Then my son messed up. So I won't even have that privilege to watch my children grow up. They took them from me when they was little, and I tried to get them back together. But no one really don't go and give a hoop, you know. And I washed my hands, you know. But y'all, the people who were still together, still got a family, still with their wife and children, husband and wife, girlfriend and girlfriend, boyfriend and boyfriend, be blessed what you got. Just look around, alright? I have to live what I have to live with and face what I have to face. That's the way it is, okay? I'm not going to blame it all on Candy, because I did it a long time ago. But I did try to help my daughter, Jessica. I did put stuff aside and sacrifice again to help her and Michael. And they just stabbed me in the back, you know? But a long time ago, go look, listen to the podcast a long time ago. Season 1 and 2. Yeah, I told my whole story. Season 3, 2. And you want to know the story about that. No. But I'm not going to keep boring you. Sometimes I just put an example of things that I've been through so I can get to y'all, what y'all going through. You know, y'all not going to go through the same thing I'm going through, but I tell you my story. The topic is talk about this, and I'll give you an example about the topic, because what I went through. So I'll tell you a little bit with what I went through, you know, on the topic. But those who got to grow up with their brothers and sisters, I talk about that. But I would get a little story about me. Never had that chance. Then get married, have children. Y'all have children, still married for 16, 20 years. I'll never have that chance. Y'all been with your children since day one, all the way up. I will never have how I will feel to have my children every year and watch them grow up. No? I mean, it hurt. It hurts because it makes me stronger. The hurt makes me stronger. It gives me strength. And it makes me going. Because it tells me you're not dead. You're still alive. You still got your health. You still got your dreams. And you still can make things happen. And that's what God is telling me. You're not done and out. You still got me. That's what God said. You know? And that's why I talk about these topics, and then I put my story on board about the topics too. When I talk about the topics, I put a little story that I've been through. I've never been kidnapped by UFOs though. Well, I talk about UFOs and people who've been kidnapped by UFOs. But I never saw an ET. Oh, crack. Wrong. I did see ET. The Republican people wrote it for him. And he was in 4 years in the White House. So we did see ET. Okay, let me shut up before the Men in Black come knocking on my door. Y'all know what I'm talking about because I make myself choke too. Don't even say his name. Just say DT. Let's move on, people. It's time to go. Everybody love each other. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And just get out. Have fun this summer. And football is about to start. And as always, Ashley, and we love you. Good night. Yeah.